I'm Jesse. I wear many hats, and this is my weekly journey. If you're looking on YouTube or you're watching live on Twitch, that behind me is the Pacific Club in Hong Kong. If you know anything about Hong Kong, just looking at the horizon, you got it located. You know right where that thing is. I was taken to lunch there by a very nice Christian lady. And you know what? I'm getting into this too much. That's stuff for the Taiwan special. To-do list item number one and last. This week has been a week of enlightenment and personal self-journey and exploration for me. Something has snapped inside of me. And it's setting off a ripple of snaps. At first I'm angry, and then I say, wait a minute, I have a moral conscience. You can't just be mean to people, so I've got to be angry but not mean to people while I'm... Yeah, when stuff happens that makes us angry. But it doesn't mean you can be mean to people. This is the difference. Everyone gets angry. God gets angry. But good people aren't mean to people. And so I'm looking at this and I'm saying, I can't stand this. I mean, I feel like Treebeard having just walked out of Fangorn Forest and seeing what the should-be white wizard has done to destroy everything. And I'm just mad. And I'm without words. So one of the things that I really appreciate you hanging with me through this while I drop in altitude and then maybe go too high and correct my course, because there's nothing that could be more detrimental or more beneficial to the career of a show in the media, of a regular show in media, than for the host or the main personality in that show, and in this case it's myself, having a crisis of conscience. And I'm going through this, and I'm going to come out better and stronger because I always have. And that's what we as humans do. And so it might seem a little bit strange. I'm changing as a person, but you're watching a type of transformation that I'm going through, and I'm just living it right in front of you. And I'm honored that you're being patient and listening and going through this with me. You're going to go through your own. Hopefully. We all do. I mean, if you've ever watched a butterfly come out of the chrysalis, it comes out, its wings look like a parachute. And then it sits there, utterly exhausted, while its wings slowly inflate. I think the way the butterfly wings work is they slowly fill up with blood or fluid, and then it dries. Anyhow, it is what it is. But something has snapped inside of me, and it's setting off a trigger of snaps. And I mean, I've been following this thing that Taiwan's been doing on YouTube. And look, Taiwan's a great country. The people are great, but the government's got to learn stuff, and we have to have strong love with them. We need to engage them. And so I'm contemplating whether I should keep venting about Taiwan on YouTube every single day, because I don't want to bore people. But at the same time, you know, Americans are looking at social issues, are looking at things like conservatism and then liberal agenda stuff. And I'm sitting here going, you know, I mean, look, even in Australia, you know, I got a buddy, all right, you know, I'm over here in Taiwan, so I bump into a lot of Australia, a lot of Kiwis, Australia, New Zealanders. Even they are getting irritated with the hindrance on free speech. They don't like rights being taken away worldwide. But I'm looking at all this and I'm saying, I'm still not convinced that that's where our main focus needs to be. I'm in Taiwan, and I think Taiwan is bigger news. Now, I mean, those rights, I mean, yeah, see, I was all up in arms and angry about rights back in the 90s. You see, I'm ahead of the curve. I for me, I live in the world of tomorrow. I was in high school and I'm like, free speech is being taken away. Censorship is coming. The government's trying to take over everything. People are like, what are you talking about? I'm like, okay. Do you know how life works? If you go 90 miles an hour straight into a cliff that's 90 miles away, in an hour, you'll be in the cliff. Or over the cliff, you know, if you're going into the cliff. You know, it's like, what? That's the weirdest thing I ever heard. Yeah, that's probably because you don't know how lines work. So, anyhow, I just, Taiwan is where a huge battleground is taking place, and it affects culture. It affects American politics. We could reform our immigration system in America and make a happier life for Mexicans if America's government would work with Taiwan's government to see what America could do to defend its rights for Americans in Taiwan. You know, so it's like that would solve the Mexican issue at home. Looking at the Americans in Taiwan saying stuff about whatever's going on with China, that right there affects free speech. Like, you know, if we have a war with China, my goodness, the Chinese will show up and they'll make whatever laws they want to in America if we lose. So it's like there's a bigger war here going on. In some ways, I kind of feel like Jon Snow running around saying there's more going on. Anyhow, as I've been looking at the difficulties that I've been going through because of a difficult situation in Taiwan, what's occurred to me is I really, it's kind of twofold here. I can't really complain. Think about Jerome Corsi. Go look him up. He's a 70-year-old guy. He's a Christian. Doesn't have a parking ticket, but he wrote some ideas or something, and then the anti-Trump machine came after him. And he's never done anything wrong or whatever. Like he says, I don't have so much as a parking ticket on my record. And the FBI is accusing me of all this bad stuff. And you look at Michael Flynn. I mean, he was cornered and trapped. He wasn't in power long enough to do anything. And they attacked him. So they have a lot worse trouble. They're in much bigger trouble than I'm in. But at the same time, I need to defend my ground, because if I defend my ground, we're all defending against the same onslaught of what? I'm sorry. I don't think that the biggest enemy is the liberal agenda. It's an agenda. I mean, the conservatives have their agenda. Everyone has an agenda. Some people don't like the word agenda. Did you just say agenda? Yep, everybody has one. And I don't think the liberal agenda is our biggest concern. I think the biggest concern we need to have is incompetent government. Most governments are just outright stupid and idiotic. They don't have a clue what they're doing. I don't know if you can hear that beeping in the background, but it's been going on for a long time. Again, that's what I mean. So I'm looking at this and I'm saying, I need to defend my ground against government stupidity out of love for the people. Look, I love the Taiwanese people, but I can't be mad about their government being stupid because America's government is also stupid. We on Earth, we humans are in a battle against stupidity in government. That's what we're up against here. So, I've decided that I'm honkering down, I'm buttoning down, I'm batting down the hatches, and I'm going to make noise. That beeping thing is still going. My ears are ringing because of it. I might go outside and make some noise about that thing, because whatever that truck is, it's backing up, and he needs to take it out of reverse. But it's like, okay, all right. I'm done. I need to go to the Taiwan special and find out what in the world all that noise is about. That's what's been going on with me, really. Crisis. Oh, dude, you know, there was other stuff I didn't even get to. Maybe I'll talk about interesting stuff in the Taiwan special. See you then.